Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for the guys to put it all on the line as they give you their picks of the week.
Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this football season at mancavestore.com.
College football game time, 20 minutes away from our coverage of Florida and Texas, live from Austin. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Noelle White is the executive producer of College Football Game Time. She has to, you know why, I love Noelle, just personally I love her anyway, but Chris, you know why I'm really impressed with her? Is that she has to sit through 4 hours of College Football Game Time with four different hosts. In three different locations.
And she doesn't lose her cool. She's only yelled at me three or four times this year, John. So, I mean, she's just, she is just Joe Cool back there, making sure everything runs okay.
And she runs the board for the Wade Ford and for all. I mean, she's our go-to.
She has to put up with you all weekend.
She likes me.
She should get combat pay for that, shouldn't she?
She likes me.
Conti, throw her an extra dollar an hour for dealing with you that long?
Come on. No, you like me, don't you? I mean, we're friends, aren't we?
Of course. Well, I've only known you since I was a teenager, so we won't go into those stories.
Right, exactly. Well, we were youngins. All right, so we call it pick and poker because it's four of a kind, four games we all pick, and a wild card. And the wild card game is your choice, any game that you want to choose. And we'll mock people if they say, I'm going to take Ohio State to beat Purdue. No, you can't do that, okay? It's just like keep it in the realm of possibility here. So, Ms. Noelle, do you want to go? First off, you want to update Noelle? You have the standings in front of you, correct?
I do indeed, John. Let's see.
Okay, and where do we stand?
Skip this part, by the way.
No, we have to do it.
Standings. Okay, Garrett is 37-13. He went 5-0 last week. He's in the lead. Abe is 34-16. He went 3-2 last week on vacation. I am 32-18. I went 1-4 last week, along with you and Chris going 1-4. Chris is 31-19, and John, you are 31-19.
Yeah, so that puts me six games behind Garrett, which is a leading indicator to all of you who are keeping score at home to understand that Garrett Chapman is a cheater. Okay, just understand he's a known cheater.
Thank you.
And so he fudges the books, and he paid Noel quite a bit of money every time. I know, this is the way it works. Okay, Ms. Noel, you get to bat first here. Let's talk about BYU and Utah in the Holy War. Late tonight, 10:15 start. In Salt Lake City, for those of you who never been to Salt Lake, Rice-Eccles Stadium, which once hosted the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, and one of my five favorite stadiums in the entire country. Up in the mountains above Salt Lake City, it's absolutely gorgeous, about 48,000 seats, really a cool, cool place. And both these programs, like the NFL fans, Noel, who don't understand, who are not in Atlanta and the Swamp, don't understand how heated the Saints and Falcons rivalry is. Most of the nation has no idea just how this is one of the great most. I mean, it's right up there with Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State for rivalry hate. BYU, Utah. These Provo and Salt Lake City despise each other. The Holy War.
The Holy War. All right. Well, I'm going to go with number 9 BYU because the standings are officially out, and if they want to stay in the playoffs, they can't drop this game.
and you know, doing play-by-play, Chris, in the Mountain West Conference for, as I did for a number of years, you know, I got to learn to dislike BYU. No offense to all you, you know, I love Mormons. San Diego State, San Diego, California, is the second largest Mormon population in the country, behind only Salt Lake. So I mean, I'm perfectly fine with LDS. BYU, not so much. Okay. So who do you like, BYU and Utah, as BYU has done such a, you know, great job of getting to be one of the few, what, four or five unbeaten teams left in the nation? Who do you like, Chris?
I like BYU. I like BYU for all the things you, that Noel just said.
Yeah, I don't care how you bring them, just don't bring them young. That's kind of what we used to say at San Diego State. Look, Kalani Sitake, who is BYU's head coach, has done a fabulous job at BYU. I dare say that he did a better job than Bronco Mendenhall. I think he's probably been the best head coach that BYU has had since Lavelle Edwards. Jake Retzlaff at quarterback can move it a little bit with his feet. He can hurl it down the field. BYU has won a bunch of close games, and that's good. I'm not sold that BYU is really a threat here. Okay, I look at BYU, put them on a – I mean, BYU versus South Carolina – I'm probably taking South Carolina, okay? I'm not trying to downplay BYU. I'm just trying to tell you I don't think they're all that in a bag of chips. Even without Cam Rising at home, I'm going to go with Utah. This is the heated rivalry. I'm going to take the Utes to win this game. Look, BYU's beaten some quality teams. They beat SMU. You know, only team to do that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That so far this year, they beat Kansas State in probably their best game of the year. But still, again, BYU is another prove it to me team, okay? And they're going to have to prove it. And if the Cougars do prove it, then yeah, they'll get a bye. They'll be in and they'll get a bye here. Noel, Colorado at Texas Tech in Lubbock today.
I am going with Colorado. That's the team that's trying to fight their way into the playoffs. So it starts today.
How about that, Chris? Colorado, at the beginning of the year, early second week of the year, Colorado went to Lincoln and Nebraska just beat the hell out of them. And at that point, everybody's like, yeah, you guys are done. Prime managed to get that thing righted. And he's got that team. He and Pat Shurmur, who former NFL head coach, has done a really good job of kind of setting the pace on that staff for them. He and Eric Bieniemy, and so Prime's got a good staff. That team's kind of turned it around, and there suddenly there are people going, "Hey, now can Colorado make the playoff?"
Yeah, no is the answer. I got Texas Tech at home today, John, in a tight one. I think there's going to be a whole bunch of points scored. And I like Texas Tech rather to pull the upset.
Yeah, Noel, just so you know, Lubbock is an interesting city. I don't dislike it. We went and played a game there, and you feel kind of trapped. You're out there in the middle of the West Texas Plains, and there ain't nothing around, and it's like, okay, how do we deal with this? And weird things happen there, by the way, really weird things. Primarily because it's such a screw-with-your-mind kind of place. Ole Miss and Georgia is game number three. Who do you like, Noel?
I'm going with Georgia.
Any other reason than you're just being a Georgia fan? Or?
I mean, Georgia has a path that they're on, right? Georgia has something to prove that they're still Georgia in the, whether it's a 4-team playoff or a 12-team playoff. Georgia's trying to prove that they're still the number one team in the country, whether it's a 4-team playoff or a 12-team playoff. So you can't do that and lose to Ole Miss.
Again, the stat from earlier in the show, if you missed it, Chris Goforth, is, let me go get it because I want to read it correctly. No, it's not on that page or this page? Here. It's on this page. Let me find it here. About the floor. Okay. UGA, here it is. UGA has not lost, Chris Goforth, UGA has not lost to any team not named Alabama since they lost to Florida in 2020, over 4 years. The Dogs have won 51 straight games against any team not named Alabama.
And the streak will continue, John. I think Georgia will, they'll get the ground game going today, take a little bit of pressure off Carson Beck. And when that happens, I think it's going to make Georgia's offense a lot harder to stop. And I think eventually all of those five-star guys that Georgia stacks out there every down on the defensive side of the ball will prove to be too much. I think Georgia wins. John, I think they kind of win this by maybe two touchdowns. I mean, if you told me it would be like a 31-17 type affair today, I would believe that.
All right, Noel, Alabama, LSU in Red Stick, 7:30 tonight. So my question, of course, to you is how many of the 100,000 will be drunk by kickoff?
Ooh, man, probably 90%.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a night game in LSU, so I got to go with the Tigers on that one. Sorry, Bama.
She's go Tigers. How did Orgeron say it, Chris? Go Tiger. You mean? Alabama, LSU, Chris.
How many of them are drunk now? That may be the question because they've started early.
Would just be a general state of life for a lot of people in Baton Rouge. But anyway.
They have started early. I want to take LSU, too. It's just, look, that LSU at home at night, nobody wants to go in there. And I don't think Alabama does either.
Noel, what is your wild card game today?
My wild card game is South Carolina at Vandy, and I am taking South Carolina today.
And, knock off. Would that be an upset, by the way?
I'm only saying yes because Vanderbilt is ranked, but I think South Carolina can get them.
Chris, what is your wild card game?
Man, I keep going back and forth with this today, John. I thought it was a tough day to try to come up with something. A healthy Haynes King and Georgia Tech today pull off another massive upset and beat Miami today at home.
Wow, so they dominate the state of Florida, huh?
There you go, wow. Florida State champs.
Yeah, Florida State champs. Wow, that happens, Chris Goforth. Props to you next week here. So I already took Utah in the BYU-Utah game. I am going to go with Texas Tech as well because of the nature of Lubbock here. Georgia and Ole Miss, 51 straight wins against teams not named Alabama. Until that streak is broken, I cannot go against Georgia. Plus, they're just a better team. I think Alabama is going to show out tonight at LSU. We've seen them. Alabama's such a weird team with Kalen DeBoer. At times, like first half against Georgia and stuff, they look like they are the best team in the nation. And then, of course, there are times where they look like they're, oh, my God, no. LSU's minus 12 players today with injuries. I think Brian Kelly's under a lot of pressure. I just think Alabama's going to have a really good night tonight. And I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout or anything, but I think Alabama's going to find a way to win this game, and you get one of those Ryan Williams moments or something like that. So I'm going to go with the Tide. And my wild card game, this is like the fourth time this has happened this year where everybody's picking wild cards. Abe took Duke over NC State. Garrett took Arizona State over Central Florida. Chris, as you know, just took Tech and an upset over Miami. And then Noel takes South Carolina over Vanderbilt. And I get to be the last to go on the wild card. And everybody will pick a wild card, and then Noel will pick her wild card. And it's the exact same one I've got. And I'm like, just quit stealing my thunder here. South Carolina is going to use that defense, Chris. And for all the goodwill and all the great stuff that Vanderbilt's done this year, I just think this is a different animal. South Carolina's defensive line right there among their top three, if not top two, in the nation. And that defensive line is so good. I think you talk about Pavia. That's why I was talking about, you know, being player of the year. I think it's going to be a long night for Diego. I think he's going to be running around trying to save his life for most of the night. I'll go with South Carolina over Vanderbilt.
You know, my issue, John, when you take a look at him and what he has done, and he's been clutch. It's just, you know, I want to see him complete a higher percentage of his passes. And the thing about this, too, they're at home tonight, or today, rather. Mm-hmm. It's this afternoon, and what is a big game for Vanderbilt. What does that crowd look like? Because for years, when Vandy played at home, if they played a conference game, the rest of the SEC rolled into Nashville and took over. So can
but it's
Vandy
only,
have
but it's only 29,000 seats right now, right? I mean, because they had to cut it down.
Yeah, because they're doing the construction. Right. They're doing the construction. But still, you've got an opportunity at Vanderbilt. Now, if you cannot create some sort of home environment now, when? When will you ever do it at Vanderbilt if you can't do it now?
Right, exactly. All right, again, today on the station, Florida, Texas in a few minutes. Hawks and Bulls coverage starts at 7 with the pregame, 7:30 tip. State Farm Arena, Hawks and Bulls tonight. If you're looking for United, United Miami at 7 o'clock on Star 94. Also a reminder, we're back, both Chris and I, tomorrow. I'll be on Wade Ford at the Wade Ford Tailgate Show 9 to 11 with Joe Patrick. Chris with Mike Johnson on the network pregame at 11. And, of course, Wes and Dave with the call. Falcons and Swampers Hate Week down in the Swamp tomorrow, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. For Abe and Garrett and Chris and Noel, John Fricke here saying, enjoy the college football Saturday, and we'll talk to you about all the twists and turns next week on College Football Game Time.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.